You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, it's 8 minutes now after two. Time for us now to get into our daily focus for today. And we do have the good Pastor Bengay Moy, who's joining us on the line to give us some perspective on our daily focus. Remember, we're trying to talk about the idea of social media, whether it is a good influence or perhaps something Let's find out what the good pastor is saying. Pastor Bengay Moy, good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you very much, Mfundis. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you.
Today, we're focusing on virtual connections versus real friendships. I thought that was two different things that cannot be correlated. But then again, that's what we're talking about today. With so many friendships going digital, it's easy to wonder, are we losing the depth of real face-to-face connections? I personally have rejected people Facebooking me or connecting with me on Facebook. I really don't find that to be a connection at all. People claiming to be friends because they have 5,000 people on Facebook, which I doubt if they've ever met any of them. Anyways, social media connects, and that's a good thing. And it connects us with more people than ever before. 5,000 people, like I said. But is it at the expense of truly knowing each other? When people post things out there and we click like and we comment, do we really know each other? Or do we know what they post out there? When people post their lifestyles and post their photographs, photoshopped and made up and AI engineered photographs, do we really know those people? Or do we know what they want us to know? Let's unpack how digital friendships actually differ from real ones. And I'm sure you can tell from my own personal experiences how this topic for today is a very interesting one. Pastor Moy, how do online friendships compare to those built in person?
All right. Thank you so much. We don't normally advise the online friendship, even though, you know, there are a lot of people who are connected through the media, but it is very hard for you to believe in the person that you are chatting with on social media, because sometimes you have not met them. You don't know if they are real. Sometimes yes. You can be chatting with scammers.
Absolutely.
Yes. So we don't advise to be so much connected with the friends online.
Right.
Yes. And, you can be missing out a lot of important things if you focus on the friends that you have online, because you can not open up to them. If you need the help, you cannot open up to them the problems that you have. So it is very difficult for you to open up to such people. So we encourage people to have actually personal friendship with the people that they know.
I'm sorry, I don't know if I heard the pastor saying, are you saying you can't open up to people on Facebook? On social media? Is that what the pastor is saying?
Yes, you cannot open up because you don't know the people that you are chatting with.
Well, we see people opening up anyway. They talk about their marriages on Facebook, on TikTok, on social media. They do lives with their families. They get ready with me, strip naked, and get dressed on camera. They do open up. Quite frankly, I would suggest when women do this get ready with me on social media, they strip naked and walk around in their panties, something they would never do if you were in the room with them. So I'd argue, Funisi, actually they open up much more than they would open up in person. They walk around in their panties on social media, something they would never do in the office or in your presence.
All right, thank you so much. You know, if you look at the book of Proverbs in the Bible, it says iron sharpens iron.
Right.
So as man sharpens the countenance of his fellow man. You know, if you want to find a true friend, you need to find somebody who is strong where you are weak. Okay, now you happen to find that you just meet this person online, you don't know where they come from, the kind of lifestyle that they are living, and then you begin to open up, you tell them all your secrets. Okay, sometimes you just find your information is everywhere, social media. Why? Because you are opening up to people that you don't know. And how do you trust someone that you don't know? Yeah, so we I would not advise people to open up to people that they meet or, online.
So what do you make of those people who do open up to this?
What I would advise is that
I'm talking about those who already open up Moody's. My question is, what do you say about those people who have already opened up to people on social media? Those people who post about their personal lives and open up about their personal private lives. What do you say about those people?
You know, there are some people who fake their personal lives on social media.
Oh.
Okay. Now, yeah, you find that they'll be posting, bragging about their lives, the kind of lifestyle that they are living, sometimes which is not the exact life that they live. And so if you begin to follow their lifestyle, you find that you are depressed because you want to meet their standards.
Right.
Okay, so yeah, so what I would advise is that you don't need to open up to people that you don't know. If you want to make friendship on social media, make an effort to meet. So that you know each other in person.
So does this apply only to social media? I ask this because during my time, I grew up in an era where there were pen pals. Pen pals are people you would write to, you've never met, but you write letters to, and they write back, and you become pals by pen, hence the name pen pals. And sometimes you never get to meet those people. Sometimes you do meet them. And some people even get married. Just as we see people meeting on Facebook and they get married. Again, I insist, Mfundis. People who meet and form friendships and marry with people they met on Facebook, what do you make of that? What do you say about that?
Okay, you know, there are some people who are real when it comes to social media, because you discover that some, they even help others to find maybe even employment. You know, those are people who are real. But there are others who are not real, whereby they will try to dig your information, maybe for their personal gain. You know? So that's the reason why I'm trying to advise that you don't need to open up so much to people that you don't know. If you are giving out your information, you don't need to give your entire information.
Okay. I'll take that to mean you don't want to answer that question. What are the benefits and drawbacks of having mostly online friends?
Okay, so on that one, I may say having online friends, you know, it can have both benefits and some drawbacks. So when you look at the benefits that you can find on the social media, for example, maybe you have been specialized in a certain field or area of study. Maybe you are an engineer. You know, you happen to send your CV on social media. Sometimes you can find people who can connect you to what you are looking for.
So you now you can trust mm-hmm. them because you want a job. I thought you said you can't trust those people.
That's the reason why I've said it has got benefits and some drawbacks.
That's what I'm trying to establish. Right. A curriculum vitae has all of your personal details. Your curriculum vitae has everything about your professional life. Your curriculum vitae is you. And you're saying it's okay to share those personal details on social media? I thought you said you should not share your personal details on social media.
Yes, now I'm talking about the advantages now and the disadvantages.
Yes. Are you saying the very same thing where you are advising people against is now an advantage?
Yes.
You are advising people to do something. I'm not sure I'm following, Mfundisi. You said you would not advise people to do that. But now you're saying the very same thing you said you would not advise them to do now is an advantage.
All right. Now, because as I've mentioned earlier on to say, on social media, actually, you meet people who are real. Okay? And sometimes you find that they are scammers on social media. So one of the reasons why I've said you don't need to open up so much to people because you don't know who is following you. You don't know who is trying to actually maybe hack your account. So that's the reason why I've indicated to say you don't need to open up to people.
But you can give them your CV.
Yeah, when it comes to giving such information, actually, you can dig more about those people. You find out where they come from. Know where they come from and what they are doing, and that can help you to know if they are real or they are scammers.
How are you going to know, Mfundisi? Because how are you going to know when you're saying it can help you know whether they are real or scammers? You just said some people are fake. They are scammers. So how will you know whether a person is real or a scammer?
Okay, now for that one, it is very easy to know if the person is a scammer or this person is for real, you know. For example, maybe they are trying to advertise a job from a certain company. You need to dig more you need to have more information about that particular company to say, does this company exist? Or maybe they're just trying to pretend so that they can get my information. So you dig more. If they tell you to say you need to do this and this, before you act, make sure you have wide information about that particular thing.
Right. So can virtual connections offer real emotional support?
Yeah, of course, they can offer emotional support, okay? Depending with the types of people that you interact with on social media. Because when you look at even the drawbacks that we have just mentioned, as I've mentioned to say, sometimes social media can be dangerous because you are chatting with people that you don't know. You are interacting with people that you have not met before. Okay. Now, sometimes maybe you may want help from such people. Sometimes maybe it is them that want help from you. Now, you don't know what they are asking for. They really need that thing, or maybe they just want to get it because they are in need of that thing.
I'm not sure I follow from this. My question was, can virtual connections offer real emotional support?
Hello?
Please help me understand the efficacy of your answer, Mfundisi. My question was, can virtual connections offer real emotional support?
Yes, it can offer actually emotional support. You know, there are some people who feel isolated. Okay, and when you go on social media, sometimes you may find maybe something that can relieve you from maybe you have got distress or you have a problem. So that's the reason why you can find emotional support from social media.
Well, the question is on the real one. I think the importance is to distinguish between fake emotional support and real emotional support. And by fake emotional support, it's when people click like and they congratulate you on something that is bad, but they keep on supporting you. They say, go ahead, do it, even though it's not something admirable. like women who would strip naked and post their semi-naked photos, and people click like there, and you'll find photos of nude women with thousands and thousands of likes. That gives the impression of support. A person would emotionally feel supported by people who are saying they like what they're doing. But is that real? Is that even good for them? Hence the question, can virtual connections offer real emotional support?
Yeah, of course, such things, they do happen. You find that people, they are doing vices, things that are not acceptable on social media. And yet there are some people who are supporting them. Okay? And sometimes there are some who are doing good things, and yet some people actually, they blame them. For example, maybe you find that you have helped some people, maybe the disabled, you help them, and then you send maybe their pictures on social media to say, I've helped such and such people. You see, people will still criticize you to say, but why are you telling us? Because you are helping people, you are showing everybody on social media. Maybe your intentions are to encourage others to be doing the same on what you have done.
So the pastor is saying you can get real emotional support on social media.
Yes, you can.
I see. So how can we ensure our digital friendships don't replace in-person relationships?
You can rephrase the question.
Say that again, Mfundis.
Yes, the question.
How can we ensure that our digital friendships do not replace our relationships that are person to person?
Okay, I think one of the things that I would advise is if you happen to meet online, you need to make an effort to meet each other so that you get to know more about each other, and you maintain that balance of interaction.
Is that how we make sure that those virtual friendships don't replace personal relationships?
Yes, it's one of the ways that you can use.
And what if you cannot possibly meet with those people? What if they're in a totally different country, totally different continent even? If meeting them in person is impossible, what then do we do?
Yeah, because you know, when you talk about online friendship, you find that you are so much attached to this person that you had never met before, and then we happen to get a break of social media. Yeah, you know, that interaction, it ceases from there, and sometimes you can feel isolated. Sometimes you can feel like you don't have friends. Now, to make sure that that interaction keeps on going, if you cannot make an effort to meet each other, find another ways on how you can be communicating.
Final question, Mfundis. What steps can we take to deepen our connections, both online connections and offline connections?
I think on that one of the things that can help is you need to engage another into meaningful conversations. Okay, if you find that the conversations that you have with this person, they are toxic, better you cut off the friendship so that they don't drain you spiritually.
I'm sorry, I don't know what do you mean by toxic, Mfundis? I've seen people using the phrase toxic in a number of ways. I don't know if now I do understand. How would you define the word toxic? And when you say toxic conversation, what would the pastor be referring to?
Okay, you know, they having the conversations but that are not good, you know, and some people, they can be giving you actually bad advice to say you need to do this and this in order for you to achieve this and this.
Right.
You know, you want to use a shortcut.
Oh, so you're referring to bad advice?
Yes, bad advice.
I see. And you see, Mfundis, the problem with advice, it's when you don't know what is the best course of action. And advice is very difficult to know whether it's good advice or bad advice because you yourself don't know any better. So how then do you determine whether advice is good?
If you are given an advice, you need, first of all, you try to analyze it before you act. But, so, okay, if I follow this advice, is it going to give me consequences? You know, you look at both the advantages and disadvantages of that particular advice.
Isn't that the very essence of seeking advice, because you don't know? Now, if you're still going to decide for yourself, then you didn't need advice at all, did you?
You know, because sometimes you find there are some people who find themselves into situations that are not okay.
Right.
Because they have received these advices from their friends.
Right. So what would be the purpose of seeking advice then?
Okay. You know, sometimes maybe you feel lonely, you are hopeless. Oh. And then actually, one of the things that you need to do before you seek an advice from anybody, you first of all, you consider the maturity of that person. Is this person able to guide me on this particular thing that I need? Because I cannot go to somebody, I know that this person is weak on this particular area or aspect of life, and then I go for help from that person. So better you seek actually help from the seasoned counselors or seasoned people, those who are mature. And there are even spiritual leaders who can help you in such things.
Again, Fundis, let me give you a practical example of what I'm talking about. Then you can correct me. In the world in which we live, there are people who are experts in economics and law and in medicine. I'm giving you those examples. So if you are a business person, you might want to seek out advice from an economist who will help you understand where the trends, economic trends, are going, right?
Yes.
But you could find that the person you chose to advise you is ignorant and dumb, doesn't do their research and don't know what they are talking about. Though they are economists, but they are terrible ones because they don't study, they don't keep up to date with the information. And they do give you economic advice, but terrible one.
Okay.
Another example is you are ill. You seek out medical advice from a medical doctor. Mm. And you get a doctor who's going to give you advice on what to do, but you seek out second opinion. And then the second opinion tells you to do something totally different. And you seek out a third opinion, and the third doctor tells you something totally different. You don't know. While you know you need to talk to a doctor, but you don't know whether the doctor is giving you good advice, how will you know that this is good advice? And I say this because in times past, people who have asthma have been advised to smoke. We now know that was terrible advice. Even though it came from medical doctors, it was terrible advice. We know that now. How do you know whether the advice you're getting is good advice? Remember, you don't know any better. That's why you seek out advice. How do you know that the advice you're getting is toxic?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question, actually. It's good that you need to understand. Actually, first of all, you need to consider that those people, if there are some people that they have helped before, how were their outcome? Were they positive or negative? Okay. Yeah. Let's say let's look at the practical example that you have given to say maybe he is a doctor. Okay. People who have been going there, do they get the help that they need? That's the reason why I've said to say, first of all, you need to understand the people that you are actually looking for before you air out your help to them. I mean, the need that you need from them. Before you open up to them, first of all, you need to understand them to say, these people, are they going to genuinely help me?
So, again, one more example, because I'm hoping you are understanding exactly what I'm trying to get at here. You go to an attorney for legal advice. They advise you, go to court and fight, you will win. And you do go to court and fight and you lose. And we know in court, some people win, some people lose. Both these people are represented by remarkable attorneys. Excellent advocates, dare I even say. But still, with those excellent advocates they have given you, you lose. Here in South Africa, we have one of our former presidents, former President Jacob Getlehlekisamhlanganyelwa Zuma. He was advised by one of our top legal eagles in South Africa, Advocate Moses Kakane, to disrespect the order given to him to go and attend a commission of inquiry. Cut a long story short, him disrespecting that order of the commission of inquiry led him to be sanctioned by the Constitutional Court. He went to prison. He went to prison based on advice given to him by an outstanding legal eagle in this country, one of the best advocates in this country. Again, I ask, you could get the best person in person who's going to advise you, but that advice turns out to be terrible advice. Right now, we are mocking this whole advice because it was terrible, terrible advice. Now, in social media, which is our conversation for today, it's unlike talking about Advocate Moses Kakane, who's known globally to be an outstanding, a remarkable legal mind in South Africa. But that legal mind gave bad advice. How much more when you don't know people on social media? How are you ever going to discern whether the advice you're getting on social media is good or toxic advice if we can't possibly know with people in what we're interacting in person?
Actually, that's why I've mentioned to say, when you are given an advice, you need to look at both sides of that particular advice that you have been given. Does it agree with the constitution of the land where I belong?
It agreed, Mfundis. It agrees when your constitution says listen to the advocate because he is the expert. So again, I ask, even if you were to say, I'm going to look at whether it agrees with the constitution of this country, then you don't need an attorney if you know whether it agrees with the constitution. The reason why you need legal advice is because you don't know. Again, I'm insisting that when people seek out advice, it is because they don't know. If you knew, you wouldn't be seeking advice. You're seeking advice because you don't know. Are you still there, Pastor?
Okay, so now when looking at people who give out advices to others, quite a lot, even the professionals, they can mislead you, as you have indicated, right?
Yeah,
okay. Sometimes actually you can be given some advices to say maybe you are sick, you need to use this and these charms so that your health is restored. Okay, consider that the advice that I've been given, is it in line with the doctrine of my faith? Okay, because sometimes you feel helpless because you are in need of that particular help. And anything that you are told, you just have to do it. You don't have any other option. Okay. So actually, sometimes some situations, you need to take them to the Lord in prayer as well.
Okay. All right. I hear you, Mfundisi. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your insights. We come back together again to thresh out the issue of social media tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi, and Godspeed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. All right. That's how we end our daily focus for today.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.